So, what do you think, right? We gotta start as a unit for us to start understanding who we are. Where do you think we gotta start?
The way we live, our everyday living.
Right. So you mean like, okay, yeah, that's right, right. Because with your everyday living, that goes with culture, right? Because you see, if I'm Chinese, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might wake up to a bowl of rice. Now, that seems something so simple, but that's tradition, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that been with them since ancient times, you know what I mean? I heard an African tell me, as us, you know what I mean? But a person from the continent, born of the continent of Africa, tell me that he can't go a whole day without a bowl of rice. He said he could eat McDonald's, whatever, but he need a bowl of rice. Right? My teacher told me. So, and that shocked me, because I was like, dang, I'm like that with pizza. I like pizza. I'm a kid at the time. But now that I think on it, it's crazy, because we don't identify with nothing. We don't have nothing but hip-hop music.
I always used to think that, man. Like, what's our culture?
It's crazy to think that
fried foods or barbecues and
right,
shit.
Like,
right.
Slave food. And to think that, okay, acting and stuff like that, that's so major. But when you think of from a Negroid standpoint, to the Caucasus, just saying, you know what I mean? They used to sell slaves that way. Did you know that?
Which way?
They would have you act out being a butler.
Yo,
they would have a plantation.
Yeah,
line, and they would
crazy.
Have a slave. They would sell butlers. And then you would come through and see him serve you food.
I'm not even lying. Listen to this. When I went to Jamaica, I seen this shit. Me and my girl, we was in the ocean. I think we was in, what part of Jamaica was this? It wasn't Kingston. I don't know. It was a big park. But anyway, we went. It was at this beach. So just say it was like a resort. So like everybody's really together. Majority. Not together, but a majority. So
right.
We go away from everybody.
Okay.
So we really by ourselves. So anyway, in these bushes. So we throw our towel up on the John. They told us, you know, not to go too far. It could be dangerous, whatever.
All right.
But we were in the beach. We figured it's cool. So the beach, it's the sand, and then it's kind of like woods or like a bush area.
Okay.
And I'm like, babe, peep in the woods. Like, look, I see movement. So it's this guy, and he's like stealing our towels and shit. But I'm like, babe, don't react. Fuck him. Like, let him do him. You see what I'm saying? Like, at least we ain't got our phones over there. Like, just, you know, we can get new towels. So, you know, I ain't got shit on me. I'm in the water. You see what I'm saying? I ain't even trying. I don't know these people anyway.
Right.
I'm from another country. He brings my direction. I mean, he brings my attention to, he doesn't point them out, but it's these two guys sitting down, like, up the jaw. And this bush is covering them a little bit, but if you go more to your left, you can see what they're doing.
Okay.
And they had this little white boy. I swear, he had to be, like, 6 or 7, maybe 5 or 6. And they kept telling him to, like, kick, kick. Then they, like, turn around. They kept telling him to do different things, like, act different shit out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, yo, he about to probably sell him to him, but they probably got that shit from knowing. So, you see what I'm saying? That's how they used to do us back in the day or whatever, but it was crazy as shit to see that shit. I don't know. Maybe the little kid got wandered off and got lost. You see what I'm saying? And his parents ain't noticed yet. I don't know, but you could tell that little boy wasn't supposed to be up there. And he was telling, the one guy kept getting him to do different things and showing him that he could, that little boy could do this stuff.
That's how we are as a whole. You gotta understand that.
That shit fucked me up. I'm like, yo,
We gotta reprogram, because we've been stuck in a certain way for so long. We don't see that our people are dying at 50, high blood pressure, having high cholesterol, all types of things, cancer, diabetes. We eating like cows. The females are starting to get the shape of cows. But you see every other race running to the gym.
It's crazy. crazy.
You got 70-year-old Europeans, you know what I mean, in the gym, fitness ready. But we as a people don't see it. We gotta start eating things with more seeds.
Yep.
We need seeds. Don't think of it as wrong.
They got information in there. Yeah,
they hold everything, the knowledge. So therefore, we gotta get back to nature. Everything is in the digestive tract. So to start healing ourselves, we gotta start eating right.
That ass, no candy. Do your research. Do your own research, yeah, though. Don't let just nobody think. Right.
You could cook meat on both sides, and blood still could run out. Just look at the Bible, right? Look at it. Look how much they just on sacrifice and
blood.
And blood, yeah.
How big blood is.
We were never made to eat meat.
How much did God?
We gotta stimulate that pineal. Without that, what is the point of being a Melanite? You might as well be a European in a European state of mind.
Right.
Only thing, you're an undercover agent. Whole bunch of J. Reeds. That's all. Yeah. Our ancestors turning in a grave. All you got to do is go look at the door and overturn. Go to Ghana and you'll understand everything I'm saying. We got to start stimulating that pineal.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get that melanin cooking and flowing. You know what I mean? We got to get back to that. We got to get back to nourishing our melanin. We got to start getting vitamins from our sun. You know what I mean? That never did us wrong.
Right.
We got to start and a whole bunch, right? Because I see that a lot of people need structure. You know what I mean? So if you want structure, go back in the ways of your ancient ancestors.
Right.
Why go through, if spirituality plays a big part, right? So why, if you're going to do it, I understand Islam and Christianity, why not go get the straight drop of it? I don't want the brick with the cut on it.
Right.
I want the pure.
Right.
Right? That's the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I ever go and go get a religion that's watered down, lying, whole bunch of discipline in it, you know what I mean? Whole bunch of communist way, Republican
masters, and
yeah,
no matter how they treat you,
whole bunch of slave owners,
do what?
And they say, okay, but the Quran, that's what black people like, the Quran different. Well, the Quran, if the Bible fake, the Quran is fake. Let's just get that out the way.
Right.
They should have got some different characters, first and foremost. So, we got to start understanding that things aren't for us. Now, if you're a listener, right, don't think this is just for black people or melanin people, because we're all melanites. We just only got a certain amount. Now, I say this, right? Maybe the universe knew what was going to happen, right? We got the most melanin and white people to the bottom, right? Now, you say this to yourself. What if the universe knew what was going to happen and had it to where we must understand that we all admit guilt? We as a whole know that we've been destroyed, right?
Right.
And we need rehabilitation. Europeans know as a whole that they conquered everything, so why not admit what you did?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? The Mongoloid, they had a role in Egypt too, trying to fight.
Right.
So let's all be honest with each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no
stories
reason to be mad. You know
his
I mean?
Story.
Right, his story.
His story.
All they do is go off
and,
of degree theories.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
they
have
come up
no
with these
factual evidence.
And that's, oh my God.
And to tell us we're equal be a goddamn lie. That's the whole point of this argument. If we was equal, this podcast would not be here.
Right.
I would have nothing to talk about. But our melanin. But therefore, that it ain't equal, we're going to keep it. All way G. We gotta be 100. I ain't never gonna lie to my own self.
Right.
So therefore, we gotta start taking charge. We gotta be the ones in the community, right?
When our people do wrong, admit to that shit.
Exactly. And also, just how we was ready to prick and keep preach that month, that goddamn Bible, we gotta start preaching our own shit.
Right.
We was ready to kick and preach that Quran.
Mm-hmm.
The masses at the masjid, the masses at church. We gotta figure out what we gonna have.
Yep.
Shrine of Mott. I'm sorry. or something like that. I don't care if you call it the Netherroot Tower.
Right.
As long as it's black, I'm with it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We got to start.
42 laws of mine.
Right. There's nothing wrong with us as a people being selfish. Because everybody else got something. They selfish in their own right. It's called culture.
Right.
It's called a nation. And it's called a language.
That, and that y'all believe, it was copied from blacks. It was copied from us. So,
and you just free copying a copier.
Right.
You like
that's Ten Commandments like, came from the 42 laws.
That's like Little Wayne, my Young Thug, Little Baby. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You still gotta go to the source. You still gotta go to the source of things.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta keep it real. We got all these motivational speakers, but they not motivating the Melanites. You telling me what? You gotta go get it. You gotta go make it. Last person that said, I'm not trying to hear none of that. Give me fact. You speak pseudo. Because you speak a whole bunch of what if and to a degree of. And I don't know. You could get that Farrakhan type of talk out of my face. Man, I don't want to hear it. Get down to layman's terms. I told you. I don't want the guy that's AI with the crossover and I can get the fundamentals with Tim. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a little bit different because I'm guaranteed a chip with the guy that's going to be serious about what he's doing. Not a whole lot of emotion with it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We got to learn how to balance things. That's what my op was for. It was the balance of things. You understand what I'm saying? Learn how to balance life. You don't need too much love. You don't need too much lust.
Nope.
Nothing. Too much of anything.
Everything should be in moderation. And that's just life, period. Everything should be in moderation.
So we got to.
What it is.
Also, we got to get out of our head, too. The gluttony. We overdo everything.
Even with napkins.
Seriously.
That's fucking sad.
We overdo everything.
Go
we
grab wanna, extra napkins. Go get a handful.
Look at the rappers. It's about who got the most sites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who made the most schools for the youth? You understand what I'm saying?
Who made a difference?
Who really out here? You understand what I'm saying?
Gave like, back the we most got to people the community, like Will not Smith to the from what, Philly,
not,
right?
Not, I'm not talking about some shit you did down Broad Street.
That's what
a
I'm saying.
School.
Right.
I'm
right,
talking about who
shit,
in the
right,
field.
Right.
Like
for the people who really need it,
regardless what you say about
need
Meek,
it, not no charter
he tries.
Right, yeah.
Regardless what a person can say about Meek Mill, he tried. I don't know about none of these other balls. Now maybe you do. I'm talking about the mainstream. You know who I'm talking about. If you're there, you know, upper echelon.
Right.
You guys not doing nothing seriously. Stuff that matters. If we just getting this knowledge, you've been new this knowledge because you've been around. You understand what I'm saying?
Boy, XXX Tentacion, he was like a, he was definitely doing shit.
What you mean? Like
it's
what?
Trying to wake people up as far as like getting back to rightness.
Just, we gotta get back to being African.
Right.
We gotta stop lying to ourselves. I'm never putting down
Jamaican,
African American again on nothing. I am an African.
That's what I said. Even when we do wrong,
there's nothing wrong with it. Be proud to say what we are, African. That's what we got to get used to, African.
If
understand
if
what we
if
are.
Everybody said that and spoke that shit. You know how much power that shit would have over this name.
We got to start bringing the good energies into our body. We got to want all great energy. None of that negative bullshit. If a person negative, get them away from you.
Easy. Or remove yourself.
Seriously, because you ain't never gonna be able to get into a happy place around a cloud of darkness. You understand what I'm saying? A person that's always nagging, always upset. Nah. Positivity and negativity turns to what?
Negativity.
All day long. It's the same way with the atmosphere and us. We are the planet. Do you understand that? So your body is emotions, right? The planet has emotions. It get upset sometimes. So we got to understand nothing started large. Everything starts in embers. You get what I'm saying? Small proportions. So we got to start understanding that and trying to build from the ground up.
Use nature as your guide.
Yeah,
man.
Nature gonna guide you. Yep. And your elders, use their ancestral information and stop playing around. Man, they'll Google Wikipedia so fast but won't go take the time out to find an African scholar or just a holistic scholar.
Right,
It kills me that we could always tear down our people. But no problem. It hurts. Like, it feels like almost to a, like, you got, I could say, like, a hater gland to the point where it hurts to even give that respect back to a person.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But that's because we've been put in a European state of mind. Mm-hmm. We got to realize that we're in a European state of mind. And they made us like this. They made a system to where they were foolproof. Or so they thought. But you cannot stop the universe.
Everything.
Every book. Look, the Bible said it started with black. And this is how it's going. You can't get rid of us. They wiped a people out in those Indians. You understand what I'm saying? Them Asiatic Indians. They wiped them out. With no remorse.
Everything gotta stop being about sex, too.
See, it's everything not even just about sex. It's everything is about the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We gotta get back to the spiritual. You gotta look at people as
your brothers and your sisters and right. How you can help them or how anything. Like, don't let that lust just take over you like that.
Two, we gotta... With the nutrition, you'll be healing your mind also. Then we gotta start getting more hours of sunlight. We gotta get more hours of sunlight. Mm-hmm. We gotta stop eating from 4 a.m. to 12 p.m. to get our circadian rhythm back. You ask why all this matters. Well, to activate your melanin, you gotta know and be aware of your melanin. It just don't work like, melanin.
You have to be aware of it.
It ain't no Black Panther suit. So you gotta get on the ball, work out. We gotta do this as a people. If we want to succeed, if we want to put this to everyday life and everyday usage, you might got a gift that can help my gift, and I got to get something that can help yours, and we can work on it together. Then we could have the talks of going back to our continent. But we have to start within ourselves and build the funds to get there.
We can't go over there, and we don't even know shit about over there. We won't even be allowed or respected over there. Come on, man.
We got to get the information. We got to start understanding what it is to be a melanite. We really do. We got to start going through the knowledge. Stop microwaving it. Like, it's that simple.
Seriously.
We got to get one with biochemistry, biology. That's us. You understand? We got to start making these things a matter at hand.
Right.
That's cool.